Hey, what's up?
Yo, what's up, Andrew? Yo, is your fan on in the back? Your PS4 fan?
Dude, the PS4 fan is like sounds like a jet.
Yo, mine does too,
Nah,
dog.
I'm just joking, dude. I'm at LAX right now.
Oh my god, bro. Airport at airport tower at Verdansk.
Exactly. Feels like I'm right there.
Oh god, bro. Yeah, you're we're actually calling through that one cell phone or telephone at Oh
That's
my
funny.
god. All right, guys. Welcome back to the Courtesy Flush. Andrew and I have very loud PS4s, so I apologize for that. I don't know if you can hear mine. Mine is actually like super loud too right now.
Really? No, yours is like silent.
I mean, it's
Is
because
mine really loud?
a bit, yeah. Like
A
I
bit.
could hear it.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why it's this loud. It's usually not this loud, actually.
I think it's just Modern Warfare, man. It uses so much power.
Yeah,
Yeah. All right.
for
I'm just gonna
sure.
introduce you real quick. So, Andrew and I, we met through our mutual friend John, who's previously been featured on the podcast. We actually met through Minecraft during
Yeah.
quarantine, and we've been talking for quite a bit. And like, we're both young dudes who are just interested in the podcast niche. And I really like Andrew, and he actually started his own podcast recently, Motel Reflections, and I can
Yeah.
tell like it has a really bright future, man. All
Thanks,
right,
man.
so I just want to cut right to the chase. So that podcast news that just dropped recently, man, it's pretty insane. The $100 million deal, dude, exclusivity deal.
Yeah.
I still
I
haven't processed
was.
that.
That's like. Imagine just getting paid that much to talk to people, like really interesting people.
People that you like to talk to. And
Exactly,
like,
yeah.
honestly, man, like he's set for life now. That's for sure. Like his family is set for life. He could do what, like, I don't even know. Like he was already rich. Like he was already comfortable, right? How much further can you go, Like
Yeah, that's true.
that's
Like
insane to me, bro. Oh man. I don't know. He's obviously gonna have to address it in one of his podcasts whenever it comes out. But damn, I just can't wrap my head around that, bro. That's like it's such a big win for like people who podcast, man. Shout
Yeah,
out
for sure.
Anchor.
And like, it's just that's the dream right there. Like, I still can't get my head over the fact that you're getting paid that much to like just talk to interesting people. Like, I just can't get over that.
And
Like,
that's just the exclusivity deal. Like he's gonna have like brand deals and sponsors on
oh, for
top of that,
sure.
bro.
Yeah.
So like, dude,
Yeah.
this guy, oh my god, I don't even know what to say. Like that, I probably can't wrap my head around it unless he talks about it up front and like makes us understand how it went down. But like, I wonder how it's gonna affect his content though. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I wonder if he's gonna
Yeah,
have to like censor and like make it kind of PG and stuff.
honestly,
Because he talks a lot about like heavy usage of drugs and stuff.
but I think that's part of like how he got to where he is today, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, just talking about stuff like that, and I feel like if he were to censor, he wouldn't be as popular, or he wouldn't be getting the amount of views he usually gets from it.
I'm pretty sure he wouldn't have taken the deal if they made him censor it really hard.
Yeah, for sure. And for a guy that big, they're gonna do most things on his term because he's gonna bring in the money for them too.
Yeah, that's the big thing, 'cause like what I heard is that they're even the video format, like they're not even gonna have that on YouTube anymore. It's gonna
Oh,
be
really?
everything is gonna be on Spotify. Literally everything. And that's just it's gonna be kind of weird. I don't know if he's gonna lose fans or gain fans from this, to be honest. 'Cause
I
like
think there's like
Oh
a
yeah, go
pro
ahead.
and con. There's like a pro and con to it of definitely like, because I'm pretty sure a lot of people like watching like the interaction, like the one with Elon Musk
Yeah,
smoking weed together.
I
Like,
watch those. I don't just listen to those. I like watching them both interact with each other. And like hopefully, like, honestly, like, he doesn't dip off the radar. Because, like, I feel like Spotify, they're also going to push him to, like, interview, like, music artists and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I don't exactly know what that contract did, but I know he's going to have to say a lot of good things about Spotify.
Yeah, for sure. Like, probably just, like, the ads in the beginning and stuff.
Yeah.
And all that. Like,
us?
Yeah, basically. But we got one, man. But, hey, give yourself, like, a year or two, you're going to be saying 6-7 ads throughout your entire podcast, man.
Hey, dude, so one annoying thing about Joe Rogan was when, if you ever listen to his Apple podcast, the first like 6 to 7 minutes is just pure ads.
Yeah,
it's just him. It's insane, bro. Like, I feel uncomfortable doing 30 at the front, but this guy goes hard with like 8 whole minutes, man.
He does. Do you actually listen to all of it, or do you like spam that like 30-second skip button?
I spam the 30-second skip for, because like he's rolling in dough, man. He doesn't need it because like he doesn't do that on YouTube. Sure. He does like a little mid-roll on YouTube, but he doesn't spam people. I don't think he's gonna be able to spam that much anymore on Spotify.
Yeah, honestly, like all right. This is pretty new to me, and just listening to it, like, it's kind of just crazy. Like, how, I don't know, because, like, I know, like, in the music industry, people make, like, millions and millions and millions of dollars, right?
Yeah.
Just singing and doing that. But, like, I never knew talking could make you $100 million.
Dude, it's because, like, Joe Rogan, he's, like, really versatile. He does, like, a lot of things at once. So, if most people didn't know, like, he's actually a commentator for UFC fights. And
Yeah.
And he was the host of Fear Factor back in the day. And in one of the biggest clubs, comedy clubs in L.A., like the Comedy Store, he's like a really, really solid, like, paid regular. And he has like hella stand-up specials on Netflix. Like, he's really like solid overall. He knows what he's doing, you know?
Yeah.
And he's like a martial artist and, I don't know, bodybuilder, actor. He's everything all in one, so he has like lots of streams of income coming in. He's a jack of all trades.
Yeah, exactly. That's crazy, man. Like, to do all that and stuff.
It takes a lot of hard work, man. He's been doing it for a long time.
But I'm pretty sure he loves it. Like, he's doing what he loves.
Yeah.
And
dude, you know he has like 1,500 podcasts or something.
Oh, really? I actually didn't know that. I only knew the the most popular one.
Cause like I always see the numbers. Cause he drops 3 a week, and he's been really consistent with it for a really long time. And his podcast studio is really nice too. Like, it's pretty close to his house, so it really just works out for him. Like, I think Logan Paul. I know that's a bad comparison. and David Dobrik, both of them have their own podcast studios in their homes.
Oh, okay. I thought David just did it on his couch.
Like the first few he did, but like if you've seen in his vlogs, there's like this room called Views,
and
he has like a soundproof room in there with like high quality microphones and everything.
Oh wow, yeah.
But yeah, sometimes it's just him and Jason just plopping down on the couch. But that's like a chill vibe though, like just doing it like that. It's like really comforting.
Yeah.
And anyways, but I want to move on to the next topic. It's just how important do you think connections are in like the industry of like Hollywood, like acting and comedy and podcasting and like education wise?
It's like the most important thing, in my opinion.
Honestly.
Like, you've seen like a lot of cases where people get, they might not be like the best in that field, but they still get the job over people who are better because of connections.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah. That's a good example.
But yeah, like, I agree with you, man. Like, I honestly think connections is like the most important thing in any aspect. And that's kind of the reason why, like, high prestige schools like Harvard and Stanford are so well looked at because, like,
yeah,
the people that come out of there are so well connected, like Mark Zuckerberg and like Bill Gates and stuff. Like, just like having any monochrome of connection to them just makes you like so much more successful than the rest. But here's the thing, bro. Now that I noticed that like colleges, like classes are going to be online for a semester, like you can really see how most schools are like kind of exactly the same, but the differences are just like the connections you make and like the location of the school and how much like prestige they have.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like it's like what you said about how like all schools are the same now. I kind of noticed that too. And it just made me realize that like your future's basically based on like connections, you know, like how you get a job is connections. And yeah, like people say you can make a name for yourself by like just working your way up. But like, in my opinion, that's like one in a million, you know, like, people who do that. Like there's no way like an ordinary person could just go out and just like build a name. I mean, it takes time. It takes time, obviously. But everything gets a lot faster with connections.
Yeah. And like there's this podcast actually that's called I think it's called The 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon. And it's like it's based on the fact that whoever like you can think of, like whatever like high profile celebrity or whatever, the difference between you and them are a maximum of 6 people. Like my dentist knows a guy who knows a guy whose cousin's sister is like Bill Gates. Bill Gates is like, I don't know, like dentist or something, you know?
Yeah.
And that, I think the way that like life works right now is the shorter the distance is like how much guaranteed success you will have in that field. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. For sure.
Like if you want to be like an engineer, for example, right? Mm-hmm. And however well connected you are to like the most successful person in that field, it's gonna reflect on how successful you will be, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like it's pretty crazy. Mm-hmm.
I think like networking is just everything, and just meeting, like putting yourself out there will open up like an enormous amount of opportunities for someone.
And I think like social media completely changed the game, dude. Like so much easier to connect with people now. It's not even funny.
This quarantine, I decided to like test my luck by DMing like some small artists, but they're like still kind of big, you know, like singers, groups and stuff. And like, I was surprised by how much like response I got from them, which is like really crazy to me. Cause then I kind of have that connection now, you know, with somebody who's in like the music industry. And if I didn't like put myself out there, I wouldn't have had that.
Yeah. Like in this day and age, like you just have to set a goal and you just have to go for it. Cause like the resources are like available to you and not a lot of people put it to test, you know, like,
yeah, yeah. There's like no excuse.
Yeah, there's no excuse. Like, that's some Gary Vee shit right there, dude. Like, like all the resources are there. You just have to man up and just go for it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, even Gary Vee has said this, like, you know, your first podcast or whatever is probably going to be trash. Your first movie is going to be trash. Your first semester of college is probably going to be trash. Mm-hmm. But when you look back at it, like, 5 years from now, and if you look back at how much growth you've done, like, that's the best part.
Mm-hmm.
You just see how much better you get over time, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like
And like, what's up?
No, I was gonna say how like I just like Gary Vee's like mindset about how he just says like screw it, you know, like just do it. Like they should really have him he should be like a Nike ad or something.
Honestly, bro, you know his goal, right? Like one of his long term goals of buying a football team.
Yeah, the Jets, right?
Yeah, yeah. He wants to buy the Jets. I feel like he's gonna get that like this decade, to be honest.
Yeah, oh yeah, probably.
I ran into him once at a basketball game. Yeah, I have video of it. So
that's sick.
It it's a weird story because, like, I was in summer school, right, for a math class. It already starts off weird, and I was taking it at a high school, like a local high school, right near me. And one day, like, they were just saying, like, oh, you know, we're gonna have a couple basketball games, and some celebrities are gonna come by. And I was like, oh, like, what kind of celebrities? Because this school, it's pretty close to, like, Staples Center. So I was like, yo, no way. Like, this is some BS. Because, like, what if, like, I don't know, like, Kawhi Leonard or, like, Paul George pulls up or something, right?
Yeah.
So I go just to see what's happening. And, you know, it's like, it wasn't NBA players, but it was, like, basketball influencers. Like, I don't, like, do you know who Cash Nasty is?
Oh, it sounds familiar.
Yeah, he's like a 2K player, right? And he was there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then, like, Max is nice. And then there's this guy that, like, impersonates Klay Thompson. He's, like, a little fat. He's, like, a little fatter. I think it's Big Dawes.
Yeah, Big Dawes. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So their coach of that, like, influencer basketball celebrity game or whatever, the coach was Gary Vee, bro.
No way.
And I was looking Gary Vee, like, right in the face. Like, he was, like 20 feet across from me. And I was just looking at him coach the basketball team. And I was like, what am I looking at right now? It was so random. And I couldn't go up to him because there's, like, so much security.
Mm-hmm.
In hindsight, like, Gary Vee would have probably been like, bro, if you see me, you should just, like, push the security guards out the way and just try to talk to me. Like, that's the mindset he has.
Yeah.
He's been doing podcasts for a while too.
I've actually never listened to one of his podcasts. So I really need to get on it.
It's really good. I'll send you some of my favorite ones.
Yeah.
What were you gonna say though?
I was gonna say, like, the networking stuff. How he would do, like, conferences, right?
Yeah. And
this one guy was like, he's like, oh, you know, my dream's to work in New York City, and all that stuff. And next thing you know, like, Gary Vee's like, yeah, here's a job tomorrow. Come to New York City with me. Like, that's just crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he just
asked. He hires people on the spot. Yeah, he hires a lot of people on the spot. That's what I've seen. Like, I remember, it's not Jamie. Like, one of his assistants, like, that he talks to a lot. His assistant, he just randomly came up to him on the street and, like, he asked for an internship with Gary Vee and he just got it. That was it.
Really?
It didn't take any effort. Yeah, I've seen videos of it. It's crazy how he just hires people, dude. Because he doesn't like being like a normal boss.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of unorthodox. He doesn't like the whole interview resume process. He thinks that's boring and makes everyone seem the same.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it's pretty cool how he does his thing, you know?
Yeah, I really like that. Because I think, like, in a normal interview and, like, on the resume, everyone's kind of the same in the way that they're acting professional and everything, and you don't really get to know what kind of person that is.
Yeah.
Like,
it's really hard to sell yourself these days, man.
For sure. And I feel like if I was around Gary Vee, I would know that I could, like, be myself.
Yeah, he would want that. Like, he doesn't like those, like, annoying assholes, like, Netflix, like, oh, you know, I have this much, like, education, and I graduated from Berkeley, and, because, like, most of his employees, like, didn't even go to college.
Oh, wow.
They're just experienced, like, they're kind of self-taught,
mm-hmm.
and that's huge to me, bro. Like,
yeah, for sure. Like,
I think Elon Musk does that, too.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But he doesn't hire people off the spot, but, like, you don't really need, like, a high-profile education to get a job at one of his companies.
Mm.
You just have to be good at what you're doing, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
You have to prove yourself.
That's crazy.
That's crazy to me, man.
I like how he does, like, Elon Musk does that, but then, like, you heard about the school he's starting, right, for, like, Tesla employees?
Ad Astra?
I think, like, for the Tesla employees' kids.
Yeah,
I'm not sure what it's called.
It's like for, like, young kids, like 5 through 12 or something.
And
that's so crazy, bro.
It is, and, like, everything's, like, STEM focused and stuff.
I wonder how he goes by his day, man. Like, he has so much on his plate. Like, he keeps adding more and more on his plate like every day, it seems like he has like Boring Company.
Mm-hmm.
He has Neuralink. He has SpaceX. He has Tesla. He's not the principal of the school.
No, I don't think so.
But I know he has like he's a big part of the school. And like, and he has a family.
Mm-hmm.
And like, he has like so many business meetings. Like, how does he even have the time to do all this, bro? Like, what does his day look like?
Dude, he probably has his own like type of coffee he drinks that keeps him up like all day or something.
Dude, he has a whole box of joints that Joe Rogan gave him probably. Or something, dog.
Yeah,
he's been real weird lately. Like, this quarantine has not been good for him, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like,
all that time alone without a publicist is not good for him, dude.
He's probably getting inspiration from, like, Black Ops 3 right now for the next big thing he's going to come out with.
Bro, like we talked about this before, like the claims he made with Neuralink.
Yeah, yeah, I thought
like, dude,
that is,
dude, those are crazy. Like he like solving Alzheimer's and like people who are paraplegic, mm-hmm. or quadriplegic, he can just like unparalyze them just like that, and then you can learn a new language.
Yes,
and you can bring back your eyesight from blindness. Like, that's just crazy to me, bro.
I think what's even crazier, like, is that he said it's gonna come, what, in the next decade?
Yeah, in the next decade. That's
really soon.
He's gonna do it
a lot sooner than I would expect.
I mean, I don't think it's there for like the normal market yet. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure it's strictly gonna be for rich people.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because it is definitely not gonna be affordable whatsoever.
No, it's...
And plus, like, I don't know, like 10 years ago, where were we? We were in 2010, and like technology changes so quick, you know, it like multiplies so much.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like it's insane what he's going to do with Neuralink.
Mm-hmm. I'm like really excited for that.
It's getting kind of dark though, like, I feel like we're all becoming cyborgs.
That is, in a way. Yeah,
like,
that's
we're all
true.
We're like becoming so like dependent on technology.
Yeah, I totally see that. Like, my sister's in fourth grade right now, and I remember like when I was in fourth grade, we would hang out and like go out places, right? Like friends go to someone's house for an actual play date, but all they're doing is like playing Roblox, which I did when I was a kid, but like, that's their version of like a play date now.
Yeah, we definitely hung out outside a lot more.
Yeah.
And our kids are probably gonna have like VR, like My Park, like
probably
play dates,
like and it's just like you said, the advancement in like technology, but also like the exposure of social media. I was at this like camp. I think it was like a camp thing for an old school. And I was helping some of the fourth graders out. And, like, this fourth grader was singing the song Murder on My Mind. And I was like, wow. And I was like, how old are you? He's like, I'm 10. And I'm like, I was really shocked. And I was like, you're 10 years old and you're singing songs like that? Like,
it's crazy. I think people are growing up way too fast.
They are.
Nowadays.
They are.
I feel like you and me mentally, like, I don't think we're like 17 or 18.
No.
We're probably like 25.
Yeah, yeah,
mentally.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, we've been through so much and like we know a lot, and I feel like that growth is going to pass on to like to the future generation. Like, they're going to know a lot more quicker just because of like how much access to information they have.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, I'm just like really shocked about all that. And it's funny cuz we don't really see it, you know? Like, we go through each day like a cycle.
It happens real slowly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, because I remember, like, a few months ago, I was looking at one of my friends, right? And I was just observing him in class. Mm-hmm. And this guy, he had, like, the newest iPhone out. He had AirPods in, and he had an Apple Watch. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, like, dude, holy shit. If you showed that to someone, like, 10, 20 years ago, they would have been like, bro, you could talk to anyone you want, listen to any music you want, and like check the time and watch videos on your watch and like take calls on your watch and stuff. Like he would basically been like, bro, you're like the Terminator.
Yeah.
Like you're a cyborg.
Yeah. It's so true.
And like we become like so desensitized to this. Mm-hmm. Like I remember when I was a kid, like there's like this Ben 10 watch that was out.
Oh,
I thought it was like the cool, it like pulled up like holographic images, mm-hmm, of like the monsters. And I thought it was the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, yeah.
And now, like with like technology nowadays, like you could do so much stuff that I'm just like, oh, whatever. That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, I don't know. It's like when we were kids, when we see these things, we would think they were like the absolute like craziest things ever. But now it's like,
yeah,
whatever. And like it's funny because
it's like that sense of wonder.
Like in a few years from now, we're all gonna think like self-driving cars are the norm, and they actually are slowly becoming like the norm, in my opinion. Yeah,
yeah, they are. Like, man, we couldn't have been like putting out a high quality podcast 10 years ago.
No.
We would have needed like so much equipment.
Oh yeah,
and now all you need is an iPhone, yeah, like, bro, just to get started.
An iPhone and just the headphones, and that's like, not that much. Well, the iPhone's a lot, but like everything else.
Yeah, but like I feel like having a smartphone is like a necessity these days. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure like some people could not live without their smartphone.
But you know what's weird though?
What?
I have this friend who doesn't have a smartphone. Like he just has like a normal flip, mm-hmm, phone, right? And I swear like he's probably like the happiest of all my friends in a weird way.
I think that's good because, like, he's not as exposed to social media. Like,
yeah, like, he doesn't compare himself or, like, he keep himself connected with, like, 1,000 people every day. He has, like, a few close friends, and, like, he's happy with that.
Part of me, like, wishes, like, I was like that, too, because I remember back in 8th grade, I cared so much about Instagram followers and likes. And, like, that stuff would bother me. Like so much, like not having 700 like my friends and stuff and all that.
I mean, we've all been there. It's just the, I guess, some people like it, they don't view you as like socially normal if you have like 42 Instagram followers, mm-hmm, which is so weird to me. Yeah. Man, it's so weird. Like, I don't even know if I have 42 close friends. Mm-hmm. Dude,
exactly. Dude, I know exactly what you mean.
Remember, like, the other day when we were playing PS4, I mentioned, like, who the fuck are these people on my Instagram?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I have never, ever seen this guy in my life, but we interact so much that we just pretend we know each other. Mm-hmm. But in real life, we're just strangers. It's so weird, man.
Like
this is a problem that I feel like only us have. Like,
mm-hmm,
I don't know. Like, it's such a weird thing.
It's
like a first world problem.
Yeah, it is, yeah, for sure. I mean, I don't know, the idea of just like actually meeting people is kind of not there anymore, you know, like going out and meeting someone, since everything is just social media, like even with like dating apps too. Like people, everything's online.
Even dating apps,
everything's like, online.
Everything is, dude. And now this is the scariest part. It's that a lot of offices and a lot of schools are going to realize, holy shit, we could have saved a lot of money by just going online this whole time.
Yeah, for sure.
And like, it's like we're trying to kill human connection, mm-hmm, as much as we can. Cause you heard about like, even after like COVID is over, they still might consider having like hybrid classes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just because of the amount of money they save, you know?
That's...
It's just so weird. Like, everything is becoming so digital.
Yeah.
It's like the movie Transcendence.
Yeah, sure. I think... I kind of just feel bad. Those kids in, like, Michigan and the East Coast are, like, punching the air right now because they know that they're not going to have any more snow days.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bro, I feel bad for, like, little kids who are gonna have like in first grade or like kindergarten or something, who are gonna like, it's gonna stunt their like like they're not going to be as social, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
I feel like that's like the prime age where you're supposed to go out and make friends and like not have cell phones and not be connected to technology. And we're forcing these kids to just be online constantly. And I feel like these social interaction for kids are going to be so weird.
Yeah.
Like they're not going to be mature enough to like,
to and do these things. It's going to be hard for them to build like certain skills you would from like going to school. Cause like you learn at school, but then you also learn like routines and stuff, right? When like you're at online, yeah. You wake up, you don't even change. You're like in class in your pajamas and like nobody knows, you know?
Dude, I, for my Zoom classes, I don't even get up from my bed anymore. Like I just wake up, I open the Zoom app on my phone and I'm just present. Like that's the minimum I'm doing. And I'm just like, oh, I'm, you know, quote unquote doing my work.
There's even like a website, I forgot what it's called, but it goes to Zoom for you. So you don't, which is like the funniest thing ever.
And like kids are getting creative too. Like they're just like making like 30-second loops of themselves and putting it as their background. What the fuck happened in 2020, bro?
I think this is going to be like, it's going to change a lot of things about society and stuff.
We're going to look like, honestly, this has opened up like a lot of, I think Obama said something about it recently. Like it's really showing us our weaknesses that we just kind of covered up in the past.
Yeah, definitely.
It's bringing everything out into the light right now. Sure. This, I don't know. It's just such an odd year. It is, yeah. Like,
I feel like our year has gone through like a lot. We've seen like so much change in society. Like we went from like, what was it? Like the development of like, the top, like, what an iPhone is now and everything. Like, from when we had that transition period in the middle where, like, everything was moving to technology and everything.
I remember vividly when Siri came out, like, in 2011. Yeah. It's, like, it's grown so much since. Yeah. It's not even funny.
Like, my mom got the iPhone 3G when it came out. And I thought that was, like, the craziest thing. The like, coolest the coolest thing ever. Like, I would take it, and I'm, like, James Bond or something. That's what I felt like. But then now when you hold it, you're, like, this thing's like a garbage can right now.
Honestly, bro. I remember playing, like, Minecraft, like, Pocket Edition.
Yeah, that was
bro, great. I was like, dude, this big desktop has, like, the same graphics as this little iPhone, bro. And I was just blown away. Like, we've been through a lot of shit, man. We've been through like the peak of Facebook, the rise and fall of YouTube, the rise of streaming services, and the death of cable,
and like political stuff too. You know, like we were born around like the recovery of 9/11, right? The whole nation was
going. Yeah, we're still recovering, bro.
And then like now we're going through a whole ass pandemic.
And do you watch Hasan Minhaj?
No, I've never heard of it.
Oh, he's like he does this thing on Netflix where he like talks about issues going on currently. Oh,
no, I do know what you're talking about. Yeah.
So he had a new episode about like the economic crisis that we are going to face in the future, because like right now we're dealing with COVID and stuff. Like that's cool, but it's gonna take a heavy toll on us like 5 years from now, like unseen consequences that are just gonna bite us in the ass.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, man, because like people who can't meet like their mortgage payments or rent and stuff,
and it's really really like tough for us since everyone's losing jobs, and like 4 years later we're gonna have to find a job, but that's going to be so much harder because the competition and everything.
When stand-up was still a thing and like COVID was a new thing. I remember going up and I made a joke like, damn, did you guys hear about coronavirus? All these kids, majority, like primarily Asian kids are dying, man. That's crazy. And then I took a pause and I was like, I might get into Berkeley. And that was just a joke. But now it's not a joke. Like, holy shit. Like, a lot of people are dying. And I don't know. This is like kind of like an Infinity War situation. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, is it really a bad thing?
Yeah, for sure.
Or for a second, I'm like, is it a bad thing? Because at first, when it was just like a recent thing and I was like getting the news and it was like, oh, you know, it only kills like people over 85 and like people who are super, super sick. So I'm like, huh, I guess that's just like thinning out the herd, right?
Yeah.
But then we've recently learned like that's not the case. It can do it to anyone, mm-hmm. no matter how young or old.
And it's like mutating and stuff. It's...
Oh, fuck, don't even talk about that. Yeah. It's I know it's going to get worse. And there's this one unseen consequence I can just see happening, bro. It's like, since we're rushing, like, we're all just kind of rushing a vaccine right now, trying to get it out by the end of this year. Mm-hmm. What are the consequences of that? Like, what if, like, we do take the vaccine, it's cool, right? We forget about it for, like, 5 years. Mm-hmm. And then we start, like, having heart attacks and strokes because one little strain of that was just I don't know, something was, I'm not like medically mm-hmm. Educated or whatever, but I know the consequences of like rushing out a vaccine, because remember I remember like polio, I think that was kind of related to that, and like if you rush out vaccines, like there's just, it's a bad idea. You know, like, there's already, like, a whole group of people, like, the anti-vaxxers?
Yeah.
Like the Karens and, like, those white women.
I know, man.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Those are the people that are really going to ruin it for us.
For sure, yeah. Like,
it's going to be so bad.
Yeah, well, everyone takes it, it's, like, mutating with them and stuff. I think, speaking of Karens, like, I'm... can't believe people are protesting stay-at-home orders. Like, I think that's crazy. Like, I retweeted this thing on Twitter. Saw these guys were protesting a gym, right? But they were doing push-ups and squats outside the gym. So they were basically saying, like, they're protesting a gym when they're telling the gym that they can work out at home by doing, like, squats and push-ups right in front of it. Like, they don't need the gym.
Mm.
Like, it's so dumb. Like, and then the people going to beaches in like Orange County.
Yeah, like Huntington Beach and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know if you knew this, but like, all my friends like from like Orange County, like Huntington Beach has always had a bad reputation. Like, really? It's like the Florida of California, bro.
No, I actually
it's
didn't
like
know that.
It's really bad. Like, I've been there before, and like. Like, all my years of, like, living in California, everyone's pretty chill, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I was just chilling at a Starbucks in Huntington Beach. And this, like, white dude, like, this old white guy was just mad-dogging me, right?
Uh-huh.
And then he just randomly goes, are you Muslim? I'm like, yeah, I'm Muslim. And then he just goes, like, I forgot what he said, but I just, like, it was very subtle. But I was just like super offended, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of like, what are you doing in this part of town? And I was like, what are you talking about, bro? This is a like a open Starbucks, you know? It's a public Starbucks.
Yeah.
Like I felt like alienated there, bro. It felt weird.
It's crazy how like people still have that mindset, like especially today. You know.
Yeah.
I think it's just absurd. Like the whole backlash with like Asians too, because of the virus and everything.
Oh man, well, yeah. Welcome to the club, bro. This is like 9/11 for you guys.
Yeah, basically, like this father and son. I think I forgot what state they were at, like a supermarket, and some dude went up to him and he cut like the kid's face like open, like the side of his cheek was just
what?
Slit. Yeah, like it was deep. Like I saw pictures and it was bad. And all because
that's
of this
crazy.
Virus. Yeah.
Man, this is like, I feel for you, bro. Like, this is like the same thing that happened, like living in a post 9/11 world. It's just that people just automatically hated brown people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's still like seen, especially like when I'm traveling in like TSA, I noticed that like the random like secondary check, it's not random, dude. You all know who they're looking for. Like, it's like,
yeah,
you know.
I haven't been on a plane for a really long time, but like the last time it was like 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And that was 8 years ago. So I would be like, I don't know, like 9, 10 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they randomly checked me, bro. Like, what the?
Yeah, like it's
why?
It's just crazy.
What do I have, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, man. It's so weird.
Yeah,
it's becoming like, really, really apparent that like we say we don't care or like judge people by appearances, but like deep down inside,
history repeating itself. Like we were talking about technology, and it's crazy how like we're advancing so much technologically, but as a society, are we really advancing?
Like, we're still the same Homo sapiens.
Yeah, we're still the same people. Yeah, like nothing's really changing. All this like profiling and stuff.
We're just relying on technology to mask ourselves.
Exactly. Like it's I don't know, it's just absurd, man.
I've never seen this map before. The hell is this?
Dude, it's like part of the new one.
This looks like China.
Dude, I can't play this game mode, man.
I know, like, oh, where you're so focused on conversation.
Like, I'm trying to focus on the game and the convo. It's like, earlier when we were talking about connections, and I all of a sudden, I just said, like, ordinary people can't make a name for themselves. I'm like, wait, no, I didn't mean it like that. And I came out, like, so wrong. And I was like, wait, all right, yeah. Like, I'm losing my thoughts while playing, so I think I'm going to, like, switch to something else.
You're gonna like randomly like say something bad, and you're gonna become famous 10 years down the line, and they're gonna dig this up on you, bro.
They do. Like, I'm about to get canceled before I even make a second like podcast,
bro. Like, cancel culture is so stupid, bro. It's so dumb. Like, every day on Twitter, if you look at the trending tab, it's always like, oh, like I don't know. Shawn Mendes is over party, or Kevin Hart is over party, or something. Like, they like, I don't know, man. That whole thing pisses me off so much.
Yeah.
People are just bored. They just try to find the tiniest thing to just dethrone someone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it kind of made me, like, really sad, bro. Like, Kevin Hart's, it was, like, one of his life goals as a comedian to host the Oscars, and he got the job, he got it all set, right? And then people on Twitter just like exposed him for a tweet over 12 years ago.
Yeah.
And he can't host the Oscars anymore. Like, it's so stupid, dude. We've become so sensitive, like, over the past few years. Like, yeah, I swear, like when I was in elementary school, like, Family Guy was, like, the number one show on television.
I love Family Guy.
And they said some pretty racy stuff, you know. Seth MacFarlane was pretty ballsy.
He was, yeah.
But like, now the reason it's dipped in quality is because they can't do any of the same things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like people get more sensitive and sensitive, like, as time goes on. Like, the smallest thing can, like, just make someone, like, really mad. Like, what is even cyberbullying today? You know, like, think about it. Like, I would, like people would go online and be like, oh, like, dude, you're trash at this. Oh, like, dude, that's a terrible picture, right?
Yeah.
Back then, and that wouldn't be cyberbullying. But now, you say, like, one thing, like, people go crazy over that.
And it haunts you forever, too.
Because,
like, it's just a digital footprint. But, like, bullying and cyberbullying, like, as much as we try to make it seem as, like, a big thing, it's not, because it's so, like, preventable. Like, if someone is, just block them, bro.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That's the end of that.
Like, yeah. Everyone wants that, like, attention they get from it. The cancel culture is kind of like, it's almost like middle school drama. That's what it reminds me of sometimes.
Yeah, it's like finding excuses to be mad at someone.
Yeah. And like, for what reason? Because you're bored? Like,
especially when they like change over time. Like when it's something like a decade old, like when you look back at yourselves from like 2 years ago, you're such a different person. And imagine a decade ago, like, man, like that's not even the same person anymore.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
You can't be comparing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, people change.
Yep. And I feel like everyone, like, the reason why everyone is so sensitive these days is just that, like everything's out there, and it's really easy to dig up, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And everyone is basically like the Joe Goldberg from the show You.
Yeah, basically.
Everyone knows everything about everyone. It's so fucking,
like,
weird.
Even when they don't know the person, like, personally, like, they still know, like, a lot about you. Like, it's creepy, man. Like, can we just go back in, like, to the days where there are no phones and, like, people can, like, just meet in person and all stuff, like.
That's why I like talking to random people.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like I can just talk to them without having any sort of expectations.
Yeah. Because
like nowadays, like you follow someone on Instagram first, and then like you see them as a classmate, and then you see their whole Instagram profile, and then you already get a vibe of what they're like. You know, you already know kind of what they like. You see them at concerts, and they're like, "Oh, this guy likes like Tyler the Creator." Oh, now I don't have to ask him that anymore.
Yeah, yeah. And like, I find it so much awkward to start a conversation now. Like I already know like what music you listen to, even though I don't know you.
Yeah.
Just because it's like on your Instagram story.
It's just like so much knowledge is just flowing through everyone. Unnecessary knowledge too. Yeah. Things we just forget.
Yeah. That's crazy.
We're too connected.
Yeah. I saw like meeting you was kind of cool because like I actually had no idea like any of your background. And so,
yeah, I don't know much about you either, but like we just vibe off like what we have in common, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like you and I, we like video games, you know, we like film, we like podcasts and comedians, and like we just vibe off that, you know. Speaking of backgrounds, like I wanted to ask you this question: like, how did you and John meet?
John, I think
John Ahura.
Well, I knew of John for like. Just a little. I didn't know much about him. I just knew he was like some guy who went to our school. I actually met him this year, which is funny.
That's crazy.
Yeah, this year is when we like really
2020?
Got to, yeah, 2020. And I had math with him, but we didn't even talk math. Like, to be honest, I don't even know how we started talking. But we just like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't like know exactly like how we met. It's just we just started talking a little more, and then we ended up playing 2K. We ended up playing basketball at a Mansard Park. That's what it was.
Ah, yeah, like okay. I've been there before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it was, I remember now. So I was playing basketball at a Mansard Park, and then John showed up like when I was leaving. And then he was like, oh, hit me up next time you come. And then, yeah, so like next time I went, I just hit him up and said, hey, you want to play ball? And then from there, it was just like that. And we started playing 2K and stuff.
Oh, yeah, because John lives pretty close to Mansard Park. Like a few blocks away.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really convenient for him.
Yeah. And then,
that's cool, man.
Yeah.
What the hell? That's really chill. I feel like it's really easy to connect with John. Like, he's such a likable guy.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Because I remember when I met him, it was like the release. It was like around the release of Grand Theft Auto 5.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like 2013. And we were just talking about it. And like, I like how Grand Theft Auto 5 is still relevant to this day.
Yeah, that's...
It's so weird, bro.
I remember...
That game's been out for, like, almost half my life.
Yeah, if you think about it, like, it's crazy. I remember when it first came out, the graphics were, like, the most beautiful thing, like, ever. But now, yeah. It's, like, it's not that great.
Yeah, because, like, have you ever played Red Dead Redemption 2?
No, but I've heard, like, really good things about it.
Yeah, Red Dead Redemption 2 was, like, it was a beautiful step up, man. Like, if GTA 6 is anything like that, dude, it's going to be, like, game of the year, honestly.
Yeah, for sure. And then they're going to disappear for, like, another 7 years.
Yeah. Rockstar, they be tripping right now, bro. Yeah. Take-Two Interact. I mean, they have a solid flow of income coming in from, like, 2K every year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they definitely.
So,
and it's crazy.
But that's kind of like such a sellout company, though.
It is, yeah. 2K is such a terrible game, too.
Yeah, like, they just got lazy with it because, mm-hmm. like, they have no competition.
Yeah, for sure. Like,
Live really needs to step. I never really knew when the Live transition happened because I remember everyone used to play Live all the time back in PS2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, like, they did it for somewhat of PS3, and then everyone started playing 2K.
Yeah, I think 2K started partnering with the NBA and stuff, and like NBA, like they had like, what year was it with the director Spike Lee? Is that him? The like Knicks super fan?
Yeah.
He was on board and he directed like the whole My Career thing, and that got huge.
Man, yeah, I'm trying to recall. I never knew when like the it was like a general consensus that was like, oh, yo, guess what? Everyone, we're just gonna be playing 2K now.
Yeah,
I think it was around like two, when like there was this cover with like Blake Griffin
mm-hmm.
and Chris Paul, and it was like three people dunking.
Yeah, I think that was. Well, I don't even remember which one that was, but I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
that's like when I realized like a lot of people were playing this game instead of Live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think that's what I remember.
I think it's crazy how like. It didn't happen with Live, but like I think it's crazy how in like one day the whole mindset of like someone or like a group of people can change. Like when Doja Cat said get my say so to number one, everyone was streaming it. And then once she like finessed them, everyone started trying to stream Times We Had to get that to number one, and it's still going on right now.
Dude, like the internet has so much power, but like it's kind of bad because a lot of people are just kind of bandwagoning with the popular opinion. Like no one makes opinions for themselves anymore.
Exactly.
Everyone just kind of bandwagons and just kind of, when you're on like apps like that a lot, everyone just kind of ends up having the same personality and no one's original anymore. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of weird. Like, anyone can make a general consensus saying like, oh, like, I don't know. Playboy Cardi was really bad in that song, and then everyone's gonna hop on that bandwagon.
Yeah. It's like you say something about it, and it just changes everyone's whole like perspective on it.
Yep.
And it's funny because like people with influence can totally change a large group of people's like mind about something. Like if Taylor Swift were to say something about like this one person's song, then everyone would think it's like garbage. Just because. She's Taylor Swift.
Oh my god, it's so weird. Yeah.
Like how
and like this pissed me off a little bit because I'm such a like a film enthusiast, mm-hmm. right? When Bird Box came out, everyone kept saying how it was like one of the greatest films ever. And I tried watching like 30 minutes of it and it was so like garbage. Really? Yeah, I just couldn't. It's just so I don't think Sandra Bullock is that good of an actor.
Yeah.
I hope she doesn't listen to this.
Just watch 15 years from now.
15 years from now, Sandra Bullock is gonna pull out her phone and go to Courtesy Flush.
When you're gonna be hosting the Oscars and then she's gonna bring this up to get you canceled.
Someone is gonna screen record this when I'm famous, and they're gonna be like, "Look at this guy talking shit on."
Hey, don't worry, we'll go down together because someone's gonna record the me saying original people can't make names for themselves, and put me down for that.
You know, I'm gonna put a disclaimer right now. Sandra Bullock, you're pretty solid in Gravity.
Yeah,
if you're listening,
I'll come on too. Ordinary people, you guys can do. You guys can be your own thing.
Hey, you know anyone can cook. Ratatouille gang. Bro, oh my god, man. Okay, I wanted to ask you, what are your plans with for Cal Poly Slow?
You know, my dream is to like work management, you know, for like almost anything. Like, because I'm more of a behind the scenes type of guy. I think that's like my personality. I don't like stardom. I don't like being out there. But I think managing it seems like super interesting to me. So like,
like the David Dobrik manager who just takes 15% of everything.
Man, if I can like, if I can be a manager for someone like David Dobrik. It's not even worth at this point.
Did you hear that podcast? Or
he just
cameoed on.
Basically, like
he just pulled up. Yeah, that was
he
awesome.
Works, but at the same time he doesn't. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Like, he was just because I remember they said something like, he was like sunbathing in like Hawaii or some shit, and then David got a call saying like, oh, you want 15% of this, and he's like, yeah, and that was it.
Yeah.
That's
and
how
like
he got 15%
his cash. Of whatever David Dobrik is getting is a fuck ton of money.
Oh man, it is a lot. Dude, I forgot. I got to email Honey. I got to talk to them again with
about
sponsorships.
Oh yeah, that'd be great. That's gonna be a big boost.
Because we had a little conversation before, and it went pretty well. And I gotta hit them back because. I have 105-star ratings.
There you go.
On Apple, so it gives you a little bit of pizzazz.
Hey, we're working your way up there. Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just working your way up there, dude. I'm gonna whenever you're available on Apple Podcasts, I'm gonna be like your first.
Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate it,
dude. Like the first one, like the first 100, they hit, bro. Like on a personal level.
Yeah.
Like. Just seeing your ratings go up, and when it's like random people that you don't know, it's like so satisfying, bro.
Yeah.
Dude, you're gonna have like random people hit you up,
really?
Bro. Like,
I haven't been like
promoting
it out there. Like, I just have it there.
You're trying to keep it on the
well,
DL
I mean,
for now.
I want to promote it. I just don't know how, you know. But I think like if I do want to do managing for someone big, I definitely need to learn how to promote this stuff.
Yep. That's a huge part, but like I swear you're gonna get like DMs from like people from like Georgia be like, yo Andrew, that was a dope podcast, and you'd be like, this is so weird, like you actually listened to my voice for a whole hour and now you're reaching out to me. It's like having a fan, bro.
I think
it's crazy
making like starting my podcast was like really tough at first, to be honest, like I don't know what to talk about or like I don't have the equipment because, like, you don't really need equipment. It was more of, like,
nope.
What's the purpose of my podcast? Like, my original intent was to get viewers, to get millions of people listening to me, right? That was the goal. But then I was like, when I did that, I noticed that I was trying so hard to be a perfectionist at everything. Like, I would record something and I heard a tiny, like, sound I didn't like. I would redo the whole thing. And then, but, like, today I just changed. I was like, you know what? I'm just going
to
do this for, like, memories. Yeah, like
you
just
have
for
to
memories.
Go for it. You,
and we'll
you
see
literally,
where it takes me from there, you know.
Because I was like that too, man. And if you're with every little word, you try to make everything sound so scripted, it doesn't come out as authentic, you know. It's really bad. Yo, hello, Andrew.
Yo, what's up? My bad, bro. My Wi-Fi's garbage.
Nah. It happens to the best of us, bro. Welcome to like having technical difficulties on a podcast, man. It happens, and it's a learning experience, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
And one day when we got a studio, we won't have to worry about all this, bro.
Yeah, definitely.
But nah, it's a learning experience. You're good, bro. Like. I remember, like, when it first happened to me, bro, I thought it was all gone too, and I was like, I was like so heartbroken. But if you check your library, like, even if the podcast cuts off to whatever part you have, it saves. So, oh, damn, Anchor.
God, dude. Like,
Anchor is a real one, man. For that.
Anchor's, I thought, a I just real ruined, one, like, your entire podcast right now.
It's really hard to, like, ruin a podcast, bro. It's pretty hard. You can't mess up, you know, that's why. All right, last thing I wanted to say to you, bro, is that the game we play right now the most, like you, me, and John, Modern Warfare, we're going to look back at this kind of fondly. Like, to be honest, it may not seem like it right now, especially when I have to delete half my PS4.
Dude, I know. Man.
Dude. Yeah, and it makes my 2013 launch PS4 sound like a jet.
Dude, PS4 Airlines.
Oh, me, bro, PS4 Airlines.
Dude, when they, like, when you boot up your PS4, they need to have, like, that announcement, like, please stay seated.
Boarding.
In case of an emergency, put your head down when the captain says brace.
In case of a 50 gigabyte Call of Duty update, delete your whole goddamn game.
Exactly, bro.
Oh, my God. All right, so I got to tell you this, man. We are going to look back at this game fondly, and here's why, all right? The campaign, it was super solid, right?
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, the multiplayer, it's also super solid. Third, the Spec Ops, I haven't really played it that much, but it wasn't too bad either. Mm-hmm. And obviously the free Battle Royale Warzone.
Yeah.
Right, and crossplay, mm-hmm, and everything, and like kind of weapon balancing too, because there isn't that many OP weapons in the game.
Yeah,
and like the gulag memes and everything. We're really gonna look back at this, bro. Like every like teenage boy in quarantine, they were playing Modern Warfare some way, somehow.
For sure, definitely.
Whether it was on a PC, Xbox, or PS4. Mm-hmm. And just the fact that all of us could crossplay together is just huge, you know?
Yeah, and, like, in times like quarantine when we play these games, like, the conversations we had and everything, like, doing this podcast, too, like, I'll associate with this game, because
we were playing the game. Oh, man, it's a good way to end off the Call of Duty for this generation, you know?
It is, yeah, definitely.
There was a few solid CODs this year, this like console generation. Mm-hmm. Black Ops 3 was really good. Modern Warfare is really good.
I actually just got into COD like this year.
Really? This is your first COD?
No, I played Black Ops 2. Black Ops 2 was amazing, man. Like, I loved it.
Oh yeah, Black Ops 2 is goated, my friend.
Yeah, it's like, but yeah, it's my favorite one, but Black Ops 2 and this one were the only two CODs I've really played. Like, I've never grinded this high.
You've played some solid entries.
Yeah, yeah. I've been, like, satisfied every time I've played.
Yeah. It's a good entry. They really tried on this one. They weren't lazy with it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Anyways, bro, I'm going to have to close out the podcast there because we crossed the hour mark. That's kind of, like, how I like to have it.
All right, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, is that John and us going into a trios match?
I think so.
Oh, okay. So this is a perfect time to end it and go into a party chat. All right, guys. Yeah, link your stuff, bro. Like, oh, shout yourself out. Yeah.
Well, first off, thanks for having me, man. We should definitely do this again.
Of course, bro. And it's always good.
Check out my podcast, Motel Reflections, also on Anchor. And it should be on Apple Podcasts and Spotify soon, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be there soon. Yeah. And I'll have that link below.
I appreciate that. Yeah. It's an interesting one, my first one.
Yeah, I saw it was about your first friend when you transferred to Alhambra. Yeah,
he's a really interesting guy.
I listened to a bit of it. I will finish it today. And I'm honestly, bro, I'm liking it, dog. I like your direction with it.
Thanks, man.
All right. Thank you so much for being with me here today. We got to hop on Verdansk right now with John Ahoro. All right. To everyone out there, I hope you guys have a great time. Follow Andrew on Instagram. He's a super chill dude. And stay courtesy flushing.
Peace.